And let's make her welcome as she comes at this time from Memphis.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. It feels really good to be here. I'm going to sing, but before I do, I just wanted to say I was born, raised Pentecostal. My daddy pastors a church in Marks, Mississippi, and there's five of us. I have three brothers and an older sister, and when I was born, there was this anointing and this calling that God placed upon my life, and the devil has made it his mission. He did not want this day to happen. He didn't want me to be here and to stand here in front of you. And I heard this song, and we kind of worked on it for a second. And I haven't sang, I just thought I should say this, in like 3 years, because I've been very, very sick. So even me standing here to sing this to you, I'm doing it because it's healing time. It's restoration time. And this pastor in Louisiana wrote this song about a rose. And I think it's kind of fitting for my story. And I hope that you'll enjoy it and that maybe there's a message in the song for you today. Thank you, God. He's so beautiful. Thank you. I haven't done that in 3 years. That felt pretty good. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. He's really good because he picked it up very well. Thank you so much. You have a very beautiful church, and the presence of the Lord just is so, it's so beautiful. I mean, you just walk in. I mean, when I met May, it was just like I could feel, you know? I mean, there was just the strangest of connections, and it was a God thing. I guess I should start from the beginning. As I was sharing earlier with you, my daddy is a minister, Pentecostal preacher, and so I was born and raised in it. And even as young as I can remember, maybe like say fifth or sixth grade, I started teaching Sunday school and loved kids, and there was anointing and a calling on my life. And so I was so passionate about God. I was so in love with him. It's the most beautiful love I had ever experienced. And I even remember after school, like, you know, even in high school, I would walk to the church with my key, and I would get over there and I'd play the piano, and I would just cry, and I felt the strongest connection to him. And for hours, I would just spend by myself at the church, and I was going to be a missionary. I just knew that was it. I was going to Africa. And I was going to be a missionary, and I was going to learn Swahili and just, you know, bongo drum it. And that's what God had for my life. And I did not want to be a preacher. Let me just say that. And I am not a preacher, just for the record. Being a preacher's kid, I just, God love you. I just thank you, Lord, that I always remind him, P.S., you know, I'm just going to give my testimony, right? See, that, you know, and I know we do give the devil a lot of credit. But see, I mean, I try to see both sides of the fence, and I look at this picture where he's going, okay, here's this person, here's this soul who's got something so great and so dynamic that she has to do for God. I'm going to make it my purpose. You know, there's a scripture that says that he goes to and fro. That means he's constantly looking for a crack, for anything, just a little tiny thing so he can work his way in. Because, I mean, if somebody would have told me this would have been my life, I would have looked at them at that age and said, you have lost your mind. You don't know me. No, me and Jesus, no, that ain't the way this road's going to go. And so he's looking, and he all of a sudden he knows a way to pull himself in there. And so next thing you know, I'm head over heels in love with my soulmate. So, of course, I wanted to be married, you know, because here was this new church and they needed youth pastors. It was perfect. He was the love of my life, and we was youth pastors of a really large church. I think we had about 65 in our youth group, and, you know, we had youth music that was just exploding. The kids were just loving Jesus with all their heart. And of course, right after I got married, got pregnant. So 9 months later, God blessed me with a beautiful baby boy, and we named him Devin Levi. And so I'm 18. I'm a mommy. Youth pastor in a church with my husband, and life couldn't have been better. And, you know, we had a nice little house out in the country, and everything was just, you know, there was no storms. It was just all sunflower and rainbows and so beautiful. And God was so amazing. And we just had this, you know, like a protective bubble that you just live in. I mean, you serve him, you love him. That's all you know. And you can't even imagine anything else in your life ever going wrong or happening to you. So 4 years later, I have a flu that doesn't go away. Ends up being a 9-month flu, and I was expecting our second child. I had another little boy. But before he was born, the devil was looking and working, and he destroyed my home. So they said to me that my husband's sins were my sins, and that it was probably better if maybe I just kind of stayed in the back, or maybe if I could find another church, that would even be better, because then I wouldn't have an influence on other couples. You know, they didn't want people to think that divorce was an okay thing to do, even though he had left me. So I was instant single mom with a four-year-old, and I was 22, and I was 4 months pregnant with Colton. And when you only know one thing, and that's all you know, and you've never been exposed to any kind of pain or anything different than that, and you're just tossed outside and kicked to the curb, it's very startling. You don't know what to do. You're just lost, because your whole life, from as little as you can remember, that's all you wanted to do, and now all of a sudden, you couldn't. Or it's what it felt like. And you see, the devil, he's like this, I kind of think of him as a bully. And he'll punch you. And when he does, if he catches you off guard, which is what he did to me, I mean, I got a sucker punch that hit me right in my gut, and it took the wind out of my sail, and it just startled me. You know, my daddy was a boxer, so, or he used to be.